Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we teach you how to get relationships that rock, build them, keep them going. So if you're part of a step family, group family, modern family, whatever you want to call it, we're here to help. So get ready. This is podcast number 12. It has a great title here. You don't have to look like a lead singer to get a woman. Men, you might want to take notes on this one because it's for you. Recently, I wrote a book, What Men Don't Get About Women. I took the time to interview over 350 women for the book. Boy, was it an eye-opening experience. And some of the research I did was on the amount of time that women take for themselves and how much they spend, and the amount of time that men take for themselves and how much money they spend. On average, you might want to write this down because it blew my mind. Women spend between $8,000 and $12,000 a year to look beautiful for men. Men spend right under $1,000. That's including haircuts, shaving, clothes, you name it. With women, their business expense was hair and makeup, not counting clothes. So think about that. 8 to 12, less than 1,000. My question was why? You know, growing up, I always wanted to go to fashion school and be a part of design, and my favorite magazine was GQ. And I'm straight. That's the amazing thing. But why do men feel like it's okay not to look their best? So I look around and I think, why are men feeling this way? So when I asked women, I'm going to give you the five pet peeves that they had about men in the 21st century. First one, clean clothes. This shocked me because I couldn't believe that men were going out on dates or with their wives without clean clothes on. And then I took the time to look through a dating site of men's pictures. And then I realized that a lot of the guys had stains on them. They hadn't washed them. They hadn't washed their hair. They had hats on. They hadn't shaven. I went back and looked at women's photos. Women look great, dressed to the nines. 9 out of 10 women's photos look perfect. The men's, I could say, maybe there was 1 to 2 guys on the whole site of about 400 men that were dateable. Half of them didn't have clean clothes on. Which brings me to the number two thing that drive women crazy, personal hygiene. Take a bath. I know it's hard to believe because a lot of you listening today take your baths, you do your hair, you do everything. One of their biggest complaints was men didn't bathe enough and wash their clothes. Personal hygiene comes down to how do you smell? Did you shave today? Deodorant, biggie, cologne. Now, did you raid your kid's closet in his cologne, or are you using your own? Well, I mean, think about it here. They can smell you 2 blocks away, it's a little too much. If they can smell you 2 blocks away, not due to your cologne, it's a little too much. Personal hygiene. Third one was comfort does not always equal attractiveness. For some reason in the United States now, we think there's one pant color and one pant type, khaki. I look around the ball field at a lot of little league dads. And one thing I saw today, as a matter of fact, there was a guy there in gym shorts. He weighed at least maybe 350, 380, about 5'9"-ish. And he had a sweatshirt on. Well, the sweatshirt was zip up front. And he had the front of the sweatshirt zipped almost down to his belly button. And he's walking around like that. I mean, does he think it's attractive? I mean, many of the women in the crowd let me know that that was not attractive at all. But one of the biggest complaints was he didn't smell good either. You want to be that guy? Just because it's comfortable doesn't mean it's attractive. You know, throughout time, men have done everything under the sun. They've started wars over women. Why? They wanted women to be attracted to them. So if you're going to do all these things, make sure your clothes are clean. You smell great. You look great. But the clothes you've got on look good on you. Just because they're comfortable doesn't mean that they look good on you and you're attractive to the opposite sex. Appropriate clothing at appropriate times. I used to be a high school basketball coach. I was a coach of many sports, it seemed like. I only wore my high school stuff when I was joined with my team. I didn't wear it out. You know, I always wear a jacket with jeans or with dress pants or I wear a suit. That's me all the time, everywhere I go. Appropriate clothing. If you're going out with a wonderful woman, and I say wonderful, she's got to be wonderful if she's taking the time to dress at a nines for you. That makes her wonderful to me. I always felt like I owed it to someone enough if they took the time to take an interest in me. and they took the time to get ready for me, I had to look equally as good for them. Same way with my wife. My wife always looks great. Always looks great everywhere we go. I've got to look good too. So I dress nicely and appropriately for what we do. Last segment, women do notice. Every woman that I surveyed for my book, What Men Don't Get About Women, they notice shoes, watch, nails. What kind of fingernails do you have? Do you chew on them? Do you not? Do you go get a manicure? Hair or lack of it? I'm not saying that all women like hair. They don't. Some men, women like bald men. But take whatever you've got and make the most out of it. I'm all of 5'8". Okay, I'm fudging a little, but I'm close. I have long hair, and I make the most of what God gave me. And I always want to look nice to other people. You can do the same. You don't have to look perfect, but look perfect for you. Figure out what your look is. If you're a country guy, go country, but go clean and go what fits. And if you don't know, go to your next haberdasher. Me, I recommend Men's Warehouse as a store. Why? Because they'll take you in there, measure you, keep your measurements for whoever goes in and buys clothes for you, but they'll only put you things that look good for you and your personal style. If you haven't figured out your personal style, go ahead and take the time to do it. Remember, you're not dressing for you, you're dressing for the opposite sex in your woman. Make her happy. I've always thought this was crazy. If you expect women to always look beautiful and dress to the nines, why don't you expect yourself? You know, you've just listened to podcast number 12. You know, you don't have to look like a lead singer to get a woman. But you got to be clean. You got to have your hygiene up. You got to smell good. Don't always be comfortable. Be attractive. And always dress appropriately for the appropriate time and place. As always, I do welcome your comments and questions. If you got a question about any of these topics, just email me. Remember, my whole goal in this whole podcast is to help you build relationships that rock. You can email me at modernfamilyrules.com. I welcome your emails and input. Take care. Bye-bye.